Fractions. A fraction is a number that is expressed as one integer written above another integer with a dividing line between them. For example, x over y. It represents the quotient of the two numbers, x divided by y. It can also be thought of as x out of y equal parts. The top number of a fraction is called the numerator, and it represents the number of parts under consideration. The 1 in 1 over 4 means that one part out of the whole is being considered in the calculation. The bottom number of a fraction is called the denominator, and it represents the total number of equal parts. The 4 in 1 over 4 means that the whole consists of 4 equal parts. A fraction cannot have a denominator of 0. This is referred to as undefined. Fractions can be manipulated without changing the value of the fraction by multiplying or dividing, but not adding or subtracting, both the numerator and denominator by the same number. If you divide both numbers by a common factor, you are reducing or simplifying the fraction. Two fractions that have the same value but are expressed differently are known as equivalent fractions. For example, 2/10, 3/15, 4/20, and 5/25 are all equivalent fractions. They can also all be reduced or simplified to 1/5. A fraction whose denominator is greater than its numerator is known as a proper fraction, while a fraction whose numerator is greater than its denominator is known as an improper fraction. Proper fractions have values less than 1. And improper fractions have values greater than 1. A mixed number is a number that contains both an integer and a fraction. Any improper fraction can be rewritten as a mixed number. For example, 8/3 equals 6/3 plus 2/3, which equals 2 plus 2/3, which equals 2 2/3. Similarly, any mixed number can be rewritten as an improper fraction. For example, 1 3/5 equals 1 3/5, which equals 5/5 plus 3/5, which equals 8/5. Decimals. The decimal 0.24 is 24/100. One possible model to represent this fraction is to draw 100 pennies, since each penny is worth 1/100 of a dollar. Draw 100 circles to represent 100 pennies. Shade 24 of the pennies to represent the decimal 24/100. To write the decimal as a fraction, write a fraction. Number of shaded spaces over number of total spaces. The number of shaded spaces is 24, and the total number of spaces is 100. So as a fraction, 0.24 equals 24/100, or 24/100. This fraction can then be reduced to 6/25, or 6/25. Percentages. Percentages can be thought of as fractions that are based on a whole of 100. That is, one whole is equal to 100%. The word percent means per hundred. Fractions can be expressed as percentages by finding equivalent fractions with a denominator of 100. For example, 7/10 equals 70/100, which equals 70%. 1/4 equals 25/100, which equals 25%. For example, 7/10 equals 70/100. 70/100, which equals 70%. 1/4 equals 25/100, which equals 25%. To express a percentage as a fraction, divide the percentage number by 100 and reduce the fraction to its simplest possible terms. For example, 60% equals 60/100, or 60/100, which equals 3/5, or 3/5. 96% equals 96/100, or 96/100, which equals 24/25. Or 24/25.